The call of the whooping crane. It hasn't been heard in Florida for more than 60 years. But soon, thanks to the efforts of state and federal wildlife workers like Steve Nesbitt, Floridians may once again be able to hear what's been described as the call of the Pleistocene Age.
It sounds pretty primitive. It's like the call of a loon, if you know that call. You know, that's got that mystique quality to it. It just sounds like a primeval voice.
Whooping cranes were almost silenced altogether earlier this century as people encroached on their habitat and hunted the big white birds. By 1941, there were just 22 whooping cranes on the whole planet. Since then, the species has inched back from the edge of extinction. Today, there are about 240 whoopers in North America. 140 of those are in the wild. The rest are in captivity. This week, a dozen captive cranes are being released into the wilds of the Kissimmee Prairie, a 250,000 acres of prime crane habitat in central Florida, northwest of Vero Beach. If all goes well, as many as 200 more cranes will be released there over the next 10 years. The goal is to spawn a new wild flock as insurance against any catastrophe that might strike. The lone flock of whoopers now in the wild, a group of birds that migrates between Canada and the Gulf Coast of Texas. Nesbitt, who works for the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission, hopes that all will go well. He first suggested whoopers be released in Florida back in 1975. Nesbitt was interested in the big birds even before that.
They are an innately rare species, so anytime anybody sees one, it's sort of a major event. They have a lot of characteristics that we can relate to. They're monogamous. They spend a lot of time and energy on their offspring. You know, cranes continue to feed their young and nurture their young all through that first year until just before they start to nest again. So those characteristics also are something we as human beings can relate to.
Like crane parents, scientists plan to keep a close eye on the birds they release this week in Florida. For about 6 weeks, the cranes will have one wing restrained, and they'll be confined to a conditioning pen. After that, the birds will be free to come and go as they please, but the researchers will continue to monitor them from concealed blinds and with the help of radio transmitters. Nesbitt fully expects some of the young whoopers will die during their first year in the wild, but unlike their Texas cousins, Florida cranes are not supposed to migrate, and that should improve their chances of survival. Whooping cranes have been known to live as long as 40 years in the wild. They're North America's largest bird, standing 4 feet tall, with striking white plumage trimmed in black and red. Nesbitt says the whoopers on the Kissimmee Prairie could become a tourist draw for wildlife enthusiasts just 45 miles south of Disney World.
It's not too far geographically. It's quite a ways culturally, it's quite a bit different, but yes, it's not that far out of the way. In fact, if the birds become established, it would be well within the range of possibility that if you were at Disney, you could take half a day and go have a real possibility of seeing one.
The state and federal governments are spending about $250,000 a year on the Florida Crane Restoration Project. That's in addition to what's spent on wildlife refuges in Canada and Texas, and was spent by private preservationists like the International Crane Foundation. David Thompson is education director for the foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin. That's where some of the Florida transplants were raised.
At the Crane Foundation, we see cranes as kind of ambassadors for the whole wetland ecosystem. The cranes are important, but so are the myriad of other creatures, you know, the insects, the amphibians, the fish, the plants. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of the Lorax by Dr. Seuss, which was kind of a creature which spoke for the other creatures. And in a way, that's what the crane is, which because of its beauty can speak to people's hearts and motivate people to save wetlands. And then in the process, we save all these other important critters, too, that aren't so glamorous.
Doing so will not be easy. A population of perhaps 2,000 cranes was nearly wiped out in the 19th century. The challenges facing the much smaller population in the late 20th century are even greater. Still, progress has been made. With work and a little luck, the call of the whooping crane may be heard for a few more generations to come.
Cranes in themselves are an old family of birds, so when you say their calls are primeval, you're probably, you know, we're probably talking about a call that's been here for several million years. It makes you think about it when you realize that that same noise has been floating around this planet for, you know, millions of years.
I'm Scott Horsley reporting.